I was slightly upset this Thanksgiving. And let me tell you why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. I happen to be one of those people who get carried up in the idea of Black Friday. And as we know, in past years, Black Friday starts on Friday. But this year, it was surprising and unsettling to me that Black Friday actually began on Thursday. Although the stores claim to be open at midnight, which is technically Friday, we know that there were hundreds of thousands of people across this nation who were lining up at stores hours before that witching hour. And not only that, what I found is that even at the Thanksgiving table, guests could not help themselves but speak about the sales that were about to occur in just a few hours. And I usually partake in those conversations, but not until the next day. You see, I usually find Thanksgiving to be that sacred holiday, the moment where we sit around the table. It's a tradition in our home to go around and explain what we're thankful for. And I found the holiday to be slightly tainted. And as you probably saw on the news, it was tainted for many people. I mean, we even saw a woman bring out pepper spray in order to make sure that she was first in line at a particular store. It was an unsettling image to me. And so I thought to myself on Thursday night as I was watching the news, how can we put the Thanksgiving back into Thanksgiving? How can we remind ourselves what it means to sit around a Thanksgiving table, offer our thanks and gratitude for the meal being offered, for the blessings we have in our lives, and shut out the distractions of something like Black Friday, which actually began on Thanksgiving? And what I thought to myself is Judaism provides a beautiful answer. In Judaism, we are taught how to develop what I'm coining a gracious soul. What does it mean to have a gracious soul? It means to have a soul in which we're able to push out those distractions of the outside world and concentrate on the blessings that we are given in our lives. A gracious soul means that we're able to love and thank unconditionally. The term in Hebrew for this is hakarat hatov, gratitude, the recognition of good within others. Think about that term again for a second. The recognition of good within others. Rabbi Joseph Telushkin, a famous contemporary rabbi who spoke here last year, said that there's a particular way we develop a gracious soul. And the way to do that is by remembering. The way to do that is through remembrance. He points to the story, which we'll read in a few weeks, of Joseph. Joseph is stuck in the prison with Pharaoh's butler. And Pharaoh's butler has heard of Joseph's dream interpretations and says to Joseph, "What do you interpret for me? What do you see as my future?" And Yosef says to the butler, "You will soon be released. I can see into the future. Your future is bright. And you will no longer be in this prison." And the butler is so excited and thrilled and says to Yosef, "Well, what can I do for you? When I leave this prison, tell me what I should do for you as a symbol of my thanks and gratitude." And Yosef replies, "Make sure to tell Pharaoh about my talents, about my abilities." And what do we see in the Torah right after that? What does the butler say? What are we told about the butler's actions? That he forgot. He did not remember. He forgot. And so the answer in how to develop a soul of gratitude is simple and yet very difficult. The way to develop our soul in a Jewish way is by remembering. Simple yet difficult. Remembering just one small act of gratitude that's bestowed upon us every single day. Whether it's someone who allows you to stand before them in line at the grocery store. Whether it's thanking someone for their phone call, which was unexpected. Whether it's thanking your family for allowing you to sit at that Thanksgiving table year after year, satiated, happy, full, full of life, full of thanks. Every single day, remembering just one thing. If we are able to do that, we are able to create, define, and refine our souls of gratitude. Shabbat Shalom and Happy Thanksgiving.